the last weekend of the regular baseball season, and this much is clear about the playoffs to come. The Yanks won the American League East again, but the Boston Red Sox figured out a way to go on anyway. They won the wild card. Two teams with small bankrolls, but a lot of brains in the front office. The Minnesota Twins and the Oakland A's won the Central and West. Over in the National League, Atlanta won the East again. But surprising, Florida is the wild card. San Francisco won the West, but in the Central, the Chicago Cubs are up by half a game on the Houston Astros. The Cubs and the Bucks were rained out last night, so today, shortly after high noon at Wrigley Field, the Cubs play a doubleheader. Do not betray me, oh my darlings. Ron Rappaport joins us from just a few blocks away. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott. Let's play two.
Yes, we will today. Now,
listen, I've got an email here from a guy who thinks the Cubs should invite you to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a playoff game this week. I begged him not to breathe a word of it to anybody, or the season would surely end this week.
Thank you very much. But listen, okay, now Houston lost last night. Milwaukee beat them 12-5, but the Cubs are essentially going to have to win two of three games, maybe three, in 18 hours. This is rough.
If they know what's good for them, they'd win this doubleheader today, and the odds of that aren't very good. They tend not to win doubleheaders. Yeah. Andy McPhail, the team president, had a pretty good line yesterday. He said it's hard to win doubleheaders, but easy to lose them. But it would really help them if they did. Now, Mark Pryor is pitching today. Mm-hmm. And Kerry Wood is in reserve for tomorrow. So they've kind of got their pitching rotation sort of where they want it. There are a lot of angry fans here, Scott, a lot of people who had tickets for what looked to be a crummy season-ending game or end-of-the-season game against the Pirates got rained out, and they can't use those seats because obviously this whole weekend's games are tickets are gone too. So those people are pretty upset, but they'll be even angrier if this weekend ends badly.
Let's talk about the games which will be played, divisions that have been decided. Roger Clemens makes his last regular season start today against the Baltimore Orioles after 309 regular season victories.
Yeah, amazing. And I guess he's going to retire, or he's talking about it.
Retiring, I believe he said.
He is, and also Mark Grace announced his retirement yesterday.
Yes, my
gosh. So this
is
kind of the end of an era for people who have become sort of part of our summers, I guess. It would be nice to see Clemens one more shot at the postseason, and the way the Yankees stack up, I'd like to think that he has a heck of a shot at it.
In the AL Central, it is nice to see the Minnesota Twins continue to confound the powers of Major League Baseball by winning.
Yeah, it is, unless you're a White Sox fan here.
Oh, yes. But
they're very, very good. They've done a good job, and as you pointed out, Oakland has done well with not a whole lot of money. And the Marlins are a big surprise, the way they came out. I mean, they fired their manager, Jeff Torborg, brought in Jack McKeon. I don't want to say McKeon's from the old school. I think he taught there.
And he wins ball games too.
He put them over the top with some big wins. So this is sort of, you've got three, low budget teams who are in the playoffs, and I think that must make Bud Selig feel pretty good now that the basic agreement has come into effect, and they'd like to think that they have a shot at things like that now.
Let me ask this finally now, Ron. This week, the U.S. women's soccer team, although they don't have a professional league to go to at the moment, they continue to really kick grass, don't they?
Let me tell you something, Scott. If this is the end for women's soccer as we've known it for the past 4 years in this country, it's going out with a bang. Mia Hamm in particular seems just determined to let us know what we're going to be missing. She was just so terrific Thursday in a 5-0 win over Nigeria, scoring two goals, playing great defense. America may not have been paying much attention to women's soccer between the last World Cup and this one, but this is just a great show now.
Yeah. Ron, I thought we were running out of time, but we actually have a few more seconds. Okay. Let me ask you about Atlanta. They keep winning all those titles, but only one World Series to show for it over the years. Can this year be different?
Yeah, I think it's possible, although I make them to go to the championship series, but I think it's going to be a Giants-Yankees World Series this time, Scott. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is really, really good, and they always have been for a long time, but somehow, as you point out, they just have trouble making it over that hump, don't they?
Ron Rappaport, thanks very much. Our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and this is Weekend Edition from NPR News.